This morning we're going to have a look at something known as conversion disorder. And it's a little bit tricky. It might actually be something that's not all that easy to diagnose as well. And it may be something you've heard of, maybe not have heard of. There are a few myths surrounding it as well. Someone that's done a lot of research into that recently from the Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health is Professor Richard Kennard. Good morning, Richard. I guess we could start with conversion disorder. How would that be defined?
Good morning, Mark. Conversion disorder is a syndrome where people present with neurological symptoms. So that's symptoms affecting their nervous system. Things like weakness in their arms or legs, or maybe blindness, or they might be unable to speak, or they might have fits. Something like that. Something that looks like a stroke or epilepsy. But it isn't. So when you do all the tests, you find out that there's no damage to their brain or their muscles or their nerves that can cause this. And in fact, even though the patient, for example, thinks they can't move, when they try and move, they can't, under other circumstances, we can get them to move. So for example, when they're asleep, they might be able to move that leg, even though when they're awake, they can't.
So this is a very tricky thing. If it's not something that's physically wrong or out of order that's causing these problems, what actually is causing the problems? What's in the back end that's setting them on this path, Richard?
Well, I think it's no exaggeration to say this is one of the oldest and deepest mysteries of medicine. People have been puzzling about this for thousands of years, and it would be fair to say that we still don't know the answer to it. For the past 100 years or so, we thought of it as a mental disorder. And Freud famously argued that what was going on was a reaction to trauma in people. Something was changing in the way their mind or their brain worked in response to this trauma to produce these symptoms.
Richard, in most cases, would that be true, or is that only part of the issue in some folks?
Well, it's been very, very difficult to prove that, and no one's really made a good attempt at it over the past 100 years, because it all swings on what you call a trauma. So some things that might seem trivial could be traumatic to you or I, and vice versa. Things that might seem very serious to you or me, other people might laugh off. So it's very hard to define what a trauma is.
I guess that does make it tricky when you're trying to research, because there's not this one thing that you're looking at to say, well, we need to find out what's doing that. And it's a very broad, I guess, condition. You have, though, been doing some research and been involved recently. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So we took a very broad definition of what trauma was and a very, very careful way of trying to find out whether people had experienced it. And we took a whole bunch of patients who had conversion disorder and spent hours interviewing them to find out whether they'd had trauma just before they got sick. And what we found out was, using that broad definition of trauma, that the great majority of them had. Not everybody. There are some people who had conversion disorder without any trauma, as far as we could tell. But most of them had.
Richard, is it something that people cure of or get cured of, or is it something once you've got it you seem to not be able to get yourself out of it? And if they do, how?
Yeah. So I think the biggest problem, the short answer to the question, is people should recover. But the big problem for many people is they don't realize they've got it. You know, it looks like a stroke or it looks like epilepsy, so they spend years thinking that that's what they've got. And often they can't find the right doctor who'll tell them what they really have. So they spend years taking the wrong medication or not getting the right treatment for it.
Richard, this is something I wasn't all that aware of until we started looking at talking to you today. But I guess to wrap it up with, what's the next thing? Are we on the cusp of a breakthrough of some sort? What's the very next step for us in conversion disorder?
I think we are. So it's been something that's been forgotten about, even though it's really pretty common. So there's now a growing number of doctors who are interested in this, so it should become easier and easier for someone to find a doctor who does specialise in this area and can get them on the right track.
Richard, that's some good news to leave it on with us this morning. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
There he is, Professor Richard Kennard, and conversion disorder. He's from the Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health.